News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Now, the US has said the plane carrying Yevgeny Prigozhin and his second in command was likely caused by an explosion on the plane. While Putin also said Prigozhin made serious mistakes. Paul Rogers, Emeritus Professor of Peace Studies at Bradford University. What's your assessment of what has happened over the last couple of days?
Well, I think it's fairly clear now that this must have been some sort of inside job, almost certainly down to Putin or one of his people, probably in the FSB. There's all sorts of rumours going around that basically Prigozhin is still alive. I doubt that. And I think essentially Putin has decided to move against him. And it's worth remembering that Putin had already shoved to one side General Surovikin, who was the overall head in Ukraine. And this is after the guy had actually done a pretty competent job in preparing the Russian forces for defending against the anticipated Ukrainian onslaught. So essentially, I think he is really securing his position pretty firmly, and for the moment at least has done that. The only thing we got overnight that is of real note is this American belief that it wasn't brought down by an anti-aircraft missile. And as you say, that implies some sort of explosion on the plane. And there were reports in one of the London papers, at least, that a bomb was placed near the landing gear, either at the front or else one of the main ones that actually sort of supports the whole plane when it takes off and lands. So I think the position we're in is that now it looks on the surface as though essentially Putin has, I suppose you could say it, he's consolidated his position. And as far as the military side is concerned, essentially it's clear that the overall head, General Gerasimov, is still in charge. And the Minister of Defense, Mr. Shugu, is also there. So it's really a return to the old guard. And a decision that after what the Wagner group did is far too far, and they had to be dealt with, and they have been dealt with, at least in the short term.
Mm. How will this play with the Russian people? Because, I mean, they will obviously be aware of what is going on, and they'll have their own views on what has happened. How will that play? Because, I mean, it's quite a serious act if your leader is being linked to an explosion on a bomb killing a number of people.
It is certainly is, but on the other hand, to put it very politely, Putin has quite a track record in this. A lot of his opponents have, quotes, fallen out of windows or just disappeared, and it is the nature of the regime that he runs. As far as his own popularity is concerned, well, he's done quite a nifty job in some ways of reminding people. He's always claimed from the start that this was NATO attacking them. This is a war against Russia by NATO. That seemed absolute nonsense at the start. But there's been an element of self-fulfilling prophecy in this, in that obviously NATO has been hugely important in helping Ukraine fight against the Russians. In fact, NATO is so involved that in one way Ukraine can't lose whatever happens. And I think the situation is still that this war will finally end when it is negotiated, but there's no real sign of that now. And at the moment, you have people in the United States saying it could last another 2 years.
Paul, just very briefly, why did Prigozhin? Why did he Why did he come back to Russia? Given he must have known his life was in danger.
I would imagine that it was maybe arrogance that he believed that, you know, he was so significant, so well protected, that he could survive. But no, that's a very big question. It's obviously one in which he made the mistake which has cost him his life.
Okay, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Paul Rogers, Emeritus Professor of Peace Studies at Bradford University.
16 minutes after 7, a 14-year-old boy who died in a tragic swimming accident in Cork Harbour yesterday has been named locally as Jack O'Sullivan. Ralph Regal is Southern correspondent with the Irish Independent. Good morning, Ralph. What do we know of what happened?
Yeah, this tragedy unfolded shortly after 2 o'clock yesterday, Jonathan. And of course, it's the third water-related tragedy that Cork has suffered in the last week, of course, because of the two deaths that occurred during the Iron Man event in Youghal on the previous Sunday. What happened was the alarm was raised shortly after 2 o'clock in the Passage West area. It appears a number of youngsters were in the water swimming. It was quite a lovely afternoon in Cork yesterday. And of course, most teenagers are going back to the classroom next week. It appears that one boy seemed to have drifted from the others and he was seen going underneath the water and not coming back up. The emergency services were there within a couple of minutes. A major search commenced. Unfortunately, they were not immediately able to locate him. Now, the search eventually included Rescue 117, the Coast Guard helicopter based in Waterford, units of the Coast Guard, the RNLI, Gardaí, Cork Fire Brigade and paramedics. Around 4 o'clock, a body was located in the water. It was successfully recovered and quite tragically, this 14-year-old boy was pronounced dead at the scene. Now, at the moment, his remains were transferred last night to Cork University Hospital and the Office of the State Pathologist has been notified and we're expecting a full post-mortem examination to be conducted today at CUH. Now, the incident is being treated as a tragic accident and Gardaí will prepare a file on the matter for the Cork coroner.
A tragic accident, given that it happened in front of his friends, I believe. Young Jack was going into second year in just a couple of days.
Yeah, the teenager has been named locally as Jack O'Sullivan, who is from the Deer Park area of Cork City. He was 14 years old and he was due to commence his second year studies at Coláiste de Éamon Ríos on Cork Southside next week. Now, obviously, it is an enormous shock, not just for Jack and Jack's family but and his friends, but also for the entire school community. Now, the school have taken steps to ensure that counselling and psychological support services will be available, not just for all of Jack's friends and classmates, but for anybody within the school community who is impacted by this.
Okay, Ralph Regal, Southern Correspondent with the Irish Independent. Thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.